We've got a very, that was a very melancholy, hello everyone. That was something. Anyway, we got a very special guest today. His name is Curtis Dubé. He's a senior policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation, specializing in U.S. tax policy. A senior economist at the Tax Foundation, been cited in numerous articles in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes magazine, and other publications. Mr. Dubé, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, you've written extensively about Taxmageddon and the fiscal cliff. Here's my question for you. Given the dire circumstances, do you feel like Mitt Romney has done an adequate job explaining his policies, or how his policies will be different than the current administration?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, from our perspective, what we're concerned about is how do we get the right policies going forward? We're concerned that about entitlements, that we're going to have fixes to Social Security and Medicare, because that's the biggest driver of our debt going forward, and the debt is the biggest problem after getting the economy righted. We don't evaluate the candidates on that. We just look at policy, and we see some policy solutions from Governor Romney. I would certainly like to see more, though.
Yeah, I would too. Let me ask you this. If you're coaching, and I know you don't evaluate the candidates, and that's okay, but if you're coaching Mitt Romney, we're coming up on a big debate. And frankly, with the polls looking the way they do, I think the information's skewed. I don't believe the polls, frankly, but you know, given the way the polls look, he's behind. He's going to have to convey to the American people what his policies are and what policies can be put forward to deal with Taxmageddon and the fiscal cliff. If you're coaching him, what would you say are the points that he needs to get across? What policies would work to deal with these issues?
The first thing I would do, my area of expertise is tax policy, and for the last 2 months, Governor Romney's been beat up in the press and by President Obama on his tax reform plan. His tax reform plan, there was a report put out by another organization here in Washington, D.C. called the Tax Policy Center, and it erroneously said that Governor Romney's tax plan would raise tax on the middle class. That has been basically out there without any rebuttal for 2 months, so I think a lot of people believe that Governor Romney's tax plan would raise their taxes, especially middle class people. But this week we released a report at the Heritage Foundation that said that study is wrong, that Governor Romney's plan wouldn't raise tax on the middle class. So I think it's important that he makes that case, because you know, we're not so much concerned with the electoral consequences. What our concern is policy. And right now that report that says Governor Romney's plan would raise tax on the middle class is doing a tremendous amount of damage to tax reform in general. There is broad agreement across ideologies and economists that we need tax reform to get the economy moving again. But that report is basically saying that we shouldn't do tax reform because, hey, it's going to raise tax on the middle class, which is just untrue. So I think it's important that Governor Romney make that case, because no matter who wins, we need tax reform to get the economy going.
I have a question for you. You're obviously an expert in the area of tax reform, and you just mentioned what it would take to get the economy going. If you were in charge, if you had it your way, what tax policy would you put forward? And is this would model what maybe Romney would do in the first 100 days? If you had your way and you had the Mitt Romney gets elected, let's say, and you have his ear, what tax policies do you put in place to get the economy going? I'd love to hear that.
Corporate tax reform. Right now, the United States has the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world. Every other country we compete with is out-competing us because they have a much lower rate. It's not like we're even close. When you add together the federal and state rates, we're at close to 40%. The average of other developed countries is 25%. So I'd get that rate down below the average of our competitors, and then I'd fix the system where we tax our businesses on the income they earn around the world. Every other country, for the most part, just taxes their businesses on the income they earn within their borders. So I'd make those two changes immediately, and I think you'd see a lot of money flowing back to the United States and a lot more jobs created here.
Hey, I completely agree. How long would it take? How long? And the reason I ask that question is Ronald Reagan had been president for more than a year in 1982. We had 18% interest rates, inflation at 21, unemployment was over 10 at that point, and he'd been president for more than a year. Those types of changes. How long do you think it would take to have a meaningful movement in the economy?
You know, I don't think it would take actually that long. I think it would take 6 months, but that's not all that long when you consider how how long we've had a really bad tax system. So once that happens, and actually, you know, it depends on how long it took till it was actually passed. If they were talking about it for a while and it was obvious that it was going to pass, once it passed, it wouldn't take that long. So it really depends on when they start talking about it and when and how long businesses anticipate until it will actually go into effect. But, it, you know, it doesn't have to take that long. And I think one thing that the economy would benefit from, again, no matter who is president, if two things. One is that whoever's president stops talking about raising taxes day in and day out. We've had a president for 4 years who basically every time he goes on the stump talks about raising a different tax. That discourages businesses. That makes them uncertain. It makes them think, you know what, maybe I'm just going to hold off because, you know, somebody wants to raise my taxes. And again, the president has been very anti-business. He's attacked industries and specific businesses day in and day out for 4 years. Businesses don't want to be in draw the ire of the president. They want to sell their product, run their business, and be left alone. So you have a lot of businesses that are just kind of putting their heads down, saying, "We just want to be left alone. We're going to wait until all this uncertainty goes away." And you know, so if you could get a president in place who would just say, no tax increases, no big policy changes, no big changes to the healthcare sector, no big changes to the financial industry, and I'm not going to attack businesses in general, I think you get a lot better business climate going forward.
All right, we're talking today to Curtis Dubé, Senior Policy Analyst for the Heritage Foundation, specializing in U.S. tax policy. A question for you, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, and I was put on the spot one day with the same question. Here's what it was. It was, Ty, can you name one thing that you think the president has done, you know, has done well? And it took me a minute. I thought about it, and I said, yeah, I'm the one accomplishment that he's done that I'm proud of is the Tea Party. Because of his policies, the Tea Party came into fruition. Question for you. From a tax standpoint, is there anything that you think that this president has put forward that's positive?
There is, but it comes with a huge caveat. For the most part, the president's tax policies have been just dreadful. And there's really no way to put that. He's been talking about raising taxes on job creators at a time when we have record unemployment. I mean, it's just common sense that you wouldn't want to do that. But
right.
He's consistently tried to do that. He did put forward a corporate tax reform plan, like we talked about earlier.
Right.
And his plan did lower the rate. However, it's a terrible, terrible plan. It would actually make the system worse because it would crank up the system where we tax our businesses around the world and then come there and around the world. And it would make some really other damaging changes. It would end up raising, as we say, the cost of capital, the cost of investment for businesses. It would actually raise it, even though it lowered the rate. But he at least acknowledged that we do need to get that rate down and to be more competitive with our competitor, the nations we compete against.
Obviously, the Heritage Foundation is conservative. Obviously, you specialize in the tax code. So, in your assessment, President or Governor Romney's plan would be dramatically better for the economy. His tax plan would be better, dramatically better for the economy than President Obama's plan. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Well, I've actually gotten this question a couple times over the last week or so, and it finally dawned on me how to answer it.
Go ahead.
the answer is that it's an apples to oranges comparison. Apples to oranges comparison because Governor Romney is proposing tax reform, which we badly need to get the economy right again, which would lower rates and get to encourage productive behavior like working, saving, investing, taking on risk.
Right.
President Obama does not have a tax reform plan. He has a tax increase plan. So, you know, so it's really hard to compare. President Obama wants to raise taxes. He wants to increase the burden of government. He wants to raise tax rates on job creators and make it harder for them to create jobs to get the economy moving again. So it's difficult to compare their plans because they're moving in different directions.
Boy, isn't that a fact. Well put. All right, we're talking today to Curtis Dubé, Senior Policy Analyst from the Heritage Foundation. If folks want to hear more about the Heritage Foundation, they want to know more about you, they want to read your writings, where would they go? Is there a website address?
www.heritage.org. And right now, that paper about how Governor Romney's plan would not raise tax on the middle class is there. If you want to learn about why... where that story originated out of and why it's wrong, go there and check it out.
Outstanding. Mr. Dubé, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. We're coming up on a hard break. After the break, we're going to talk about the free market. We're going to talk about capitalism. And we're going to talk about the NFL and how that is a model of how the capitalist system works. We'll see you straight ahead.